Modeling basics and prerequisites. Prior to using heuristic, optimization, or simulation modeling techniques, it is important to understand what a model is in general terms. A model is a tool with inputs, processes, and outputs. The inputs are the variables or data, including hard values, as well as things that might be allowed to vary. The processes are functions performed on the inputs, such as use of mathematical formulas. The processes automatically produce a set of outputs, which is the business information you are seeking. All forms of modeling also have some prerequisites. Validation. Data validation should occur during data entry and on existing data. Validation involves ensuring the data entry method is acceptable, new entry data or existing data is cleansed, for example, duplicates removed, and that the type, for example, alphanumeric, allowed range, units of measure, and format are as expected. To reduce the difficulty of this process, data validation can be automated, such as only allowing entry of data in the right type and format. Proper data validation promotes data integrity. Integrity. A set of data integrity principles called ALCOPLUS have been developed that are increasingly important for good manufacturing practices and supply chains, especially for manufacturers in the life sciences sectors. The original set corresponds to the acronym ALCO, attributable, who made it and when, legible, readable physical records, straightforward language, even in digital, contemporaneous, record as you do task, not later, original, archive original version, distinguish copies, and accurate, reflect reality, error-free. To these were later added complete audit trail of changes, consistent, timestamp and expected sequence, enduring, disaster recovery, and available, indexed, labeled, searchable. These principles allowed data to evolve, such as needing to rely more on assumptions for early high-level assessments and using better data for later detailed assessments. However, that early assessment data is kept for later reference, such as for assumptions validation. In other words, data needs to have high quality, which requires planning and maintenance. Conversely, garbage in, garbage out, GIGO, means poor data will lead to poor decisions. Complexity. Too few inputs or not enough model complexity can lead to missing critical factors, while too many inputs or too much complexity can result in a model that is error-prone or leads to paralysis by analysis. The right balance depends on the use of the model and who is building it. External providers can invest more in getting a complex model right since its costs can be shared by many clients. Internal analysts who can build models very quickly are highly prized. Assumptions. Assumptions should be challenged while building models. For example, transportation costs might be represented as a fixed cost per mile or kilometer, but the actual rate tends to fall as distances increase, called the tapering rate. Similarly, is distance calculated as the crow flies, or by using actual road systems and traffic data. Static/dynamic. Some models are static, meaning they produce a point solution, while others are dynamic, meaning they model a system over a number of time periods, showing cumulative impact of decisions.